We are doing Yov, and we are up to the 8th chapter, Perek Chet. Bayan Bildad Hashuchi Bayomar. So, the next of Yov's friends, Bildad from the city of Shuach, he says the following. Now, the word Vayan could mean to raise one's voice. The word Vayan could also mean to respond. And when you look in the Targum, you'll see throughout Eov, sometimes he translates it to raise the voice. And over here, he translates it as Ad an timalel eile veruach kabir imreificha. Till when, Eov, will you talk this way? There's such wind coming out of your mouth, such anger emanating from your mouth. Ha'el ye'avet mishpat ve'im shaddai ye'avet tzedek. Do you really think that the Omnipotent would twist justice? Do you really think that the one the world died that said creation must stop at this point, he controls creation? Can it be that that one is ruining justice? Can such a thing be? Could it be that God is not paying wages to the righteous? How could you say that God gave everything over? No difference whether a person is righteous or wicked. Can it be that God really is unfair and unjust? Im banecha chateu lo vayishalechem biyad pisham. If your children sinned before God, it could be your children sinned. They're partying all the time. When they're partying, so obviously they're not God-fearing. So God chased them out of the world. Where did he chase them out of the world? In the very place where they were sinning, in the place where they were partying. Yad could also mean a place. Yad derech mitzapeh. Yad could mean near a place, by a place. So he sent them, and he sent them off out of this world, biyad, in the place of Pisham, their rebellion. Im ata tishacher el. If only you would seek out God. If only you would pray and beg before him, you should learn a lesson from what happened to them. You should know that if you'd seek out God, he'd have compassion. He's the one you should pray before, and then he'll pass your sin from before. Ki ata ya'ir alecha v'shilam nevat tzidkecha. If you were pure, if you were honest, then you should know that right away God would, so to speak, be mit'orer, be aroused just ways. So what Bildad is telling him is, if you will only be just, if you will be honest before God, he would pay you back what you deserve. So you just have to arouse his compassion over you, and he'll pay you what you deserve. Now we know that Bildad, God declares, look at how wonderful Eov is. So you could argue and say, well, if Eov was just, then how could the Satan speak badly about him? But you see that it seems that God was on Eov's side. God says, look at what a wonderful specimen of the human race. Have you noticed my Eov? But Bildad is claiming, if you were okay, if you'll be, you won't be lacking anything. God pays back a person what he deserves. So Bildad is telling him a very simple belief. You be good and everything will be good. Your children died, well, obviously they deserved it. V'haya reshitecha mitzar v'acharitecha yisge me'od. And then are good, and it'll grow and grow, and things will get better and better. So, initially things will be a little bit good, and then as you continue going and being a good person, things will get better and better. And then you'll look back, and you'll see that alna ledor rishon vechonein lecheker avotam. Because just look back to the earlier generations. Look back to what their forefathers checked out. They experimented and they came to these, and if you verify, if you, so to speak, like kavana, like kavanot in the army, to set the sight exactly right. So if you just adjust your vision, if you set yourself, you'll find out lecheker avotam, to that which therefore neda kitzel yameinu ale aretz, because we're young. It's as though we were just born yesterday. Kitemol anachnu, we're as though we were just born yesterday. Velo neda, and therefore we can't know everything that's going on just because we see something that doesn't prove it on earth. And Chazal say, what kind of shade? David HaMelech explained what kind of shade. Like the shade, you might say it's the shade of a building that lasts for a long time. It's the shade of a tree that lasts for possibly less time. No, David HaMelech said, our days are like the shade. So kitzel yameinu, our lives are like the shade that passes swiftly. As the day passes, the shade passes. So too we can't rely on what we see and think that based on what we see, we can figure out God's ways in the world. Talk to the older people, talk to the previous generation, find out what other people... If you speak to the older generation, they'll teach you, they'll tell you. And if you only talk to them and hear what they have to say, so they'll be able to tell you not only from the past the conclusions that previous generations reached, but also they themselves, the things that they verified, yotziu milim, they will emit words, they will tell you what they verify, not only what they have on tradition, but also the things they verify. And again, they verified based on the tradition they have. Hayige gome belovitza yisge achu. Now here, here he's starting a long mashal. We'll have to pick up here Bezacha next time. He's beginning a long allegory, and he's telling him, this is what they'll tell you when you speak to them. They'll tell you, can it be that gome is a type of tree, the tar does it grow below vitza without a source of water? Yisigeachu velimaim, and does that so? And Bez Hashem, this is where we'll pick up as to what his point is. He's beginning by telling him, listen, Eov, you can't know, and it's ridiculous that you think that God is unjust. Your children obviously sinned and they were wiped out, and if you'd only cleanse yourself, things would be good. And here's what they'll tell you. And that's where we'll pick up Bez Hashem next time.